Good evening, family. My name is Opinionated, and this is my podcast. As the name implies, I've got thoughts and views, and I'm not afraid to share them. Hopefully, some of the things that I say will resonate with some of you listeners. Unfortunately, or fortunately, some of my views may not resonate with you, but that's fine. Because I'm here to dialogue. Feel free to drop some comments in the section below. Let's get right into today's episode. This one is called Five Reasons Men Abandon Their Children. Okay, let me give you this quick disclaimer. I'm not a representative for men. I'm not a psychiatrist. I have no credentials that are relevant other than one all-important one, which is I am a guy with the brain, and I'm just trying to use it. So, five reasons why men abandon their children. Maybe their reasons, maybe their excuses, but let's jump right into them. Number one, shell shock. Let's imagine a scenario. There's a guy, he sees a woman, she's cute, and he wants to hit it. Now, we're talking about a young guy, late teens, early 20s. I mean, all he wants to do is hit, and hit anything that'll let him. His life is basically all about having fun, which often means getting high with his buddies, chasing draws. Well, on this one occasion, he hits, without a condom, of course, because who uses those? And the chick ends up pregnant. It's such a shock that he kind of just doesn't even face it. He goes into some kind of a denial, and he becomes the brunt of all his friends' Maury jokes. Now, all the while, he's thinking to himself, man, this girl isn't even that cute. We ain't even seen each other. And I don't really want anything to do with her. So he decides he just isn't going to play along with her game or her kid. It's kind of like a bad dream to him. It just really doesn't set in that this is reality. Number two, rude awakening. Same scenario, okay? Except in this case, the guy decides to accept the challenge of being a daddy. But he soon finds out that he doesn't like it very much. Not at all, in fact. Because A, being a daddy is very expensive. And the costs are constant. You can't just buy diapers in January and take February off. And the demands on his time are also constant. And they are exhaustingly inconvenient. And this is not good news for a young man. If he slips up with the baby mama, you know, let's say he's trying to do his best, but he slips up, then she's going to get on his case. And it doesn't matter if she's gentle about it or if she's really harsh, because it cuts right through him. You know, he doesn't dig the criticism piece. He knows he's messing up, and you know, it's like, hey, you're messing up. And it's just like, she might as well just punch him in the face with a hammer. Because it just hurts. Okay. So he discovers that babies aren't a whole bunch of fun all the time. And all these realizations and responsibilities slowly wear him down. Until one day, the baby mama justifiably gets on his case because he's done something else. And this time, he blows up and decides he wants nothing more to do with her. And it just so happens that since he can't talk to the mom, well, he can't talk to the baby either. Baby can't even talk. So he slowly drifts away. He escaped. Whew. Number three, all or nothing. Here we go with the same scenario again, but this time the guy and the girl have a relationship. But then something happens because, you know, young love doesn't always last. So they break up. And he decides, well, if I can't have you, then I don't want anything to do with you or the baby. Or it could be vice versa. But we're talking about guys right now. Number four, frustration. The guy gets fed up with the woman dominating the baby's life decisions. Everything about the baby is her, from the name to how the baby's going to dress, to what church, you know, what religion, everything. The mom makes all the decisions, and the guy's just like, oh my God, really? I'm like a dad with no dad authority. So he just says, you know what, I'm out of this because it's too frustrating, can't do it. Number five, poor me. Okay, well, let's talk about the same scenario, except this time a guy, he's not with the baby's mom. He really is trying, but he doesn't have very much money. And in that situation, he's oftentimes the guy is treated very badly by the baby's mom, either directly or indirectly, meaning she can jump all over his case and criticize him for not having no money. You better get out there and hustle. You know, maybe he has a job, but it's not really leaving him a lot of room to do very much. And oftentimes the baby mom can talk a whole lot of crap. Or even if she's nice, he could be judging himself harshly because she'll ask for support and he doesn't have very much to give. So he ends up running away, you know. Now, the bottom line here is that young men are often ill-equipped to handle the reality of parenting, the reality of being a parent, also of even understanding their feelings and having any problem resolution skills beyond getting angry or running. So what's the solution? And why don't they return to their duties after they grow up and mature? Now that is a whole nother episode. Stay tuned. I'm opinionated. Like, share, comment, cuss me out, shake my hand. Do something. Let's engage. Peace.